Well, MSU Today is at the annual Michigan Recycling Coalition annual conference down in Kalamazoo, lovely downtown Kalamazoo. With us to talk recycling, we have Brittany Munyo, who is the co-owner of Tab Packaging Solutions in Plymouth, Michigan. And with her is Julie Kavalich, who is the business development manager. Julie, Brittany, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having us. We're excited to be here.
Very excited. Thank you.
Brittany, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about your company. It's got an interesting background. You are an award-winning company, and you were founded by members of a family.
Yes, we are family-owned. We're actually certified women-owned business. I own it with my siblings and my sisters as well, and a brother as well. So what we do is we purchase plastic. You know, if you put it in your bin, we eventually purchase that material, and we work with a manufacturer to convert those plastic bottles back into bottles again, working with our manufacturer. So we'll sell it off to other converters who will put it back into a bottle. So we're actually one of the only bottle-to-bottle solutions in the area, which we're pretty excited and proud to be.
In terms of your family history and background with forming the company, I imagine there were some challenges when you started the business, but how has business been over the last few years?
You know, we've been around for quite a few years now, and it's been exciting to see the recycling industry grow. I think there's a lot more opportunity for growth in the recycling industry to go more. You know, we saw there was a really niche and opportunity to improve that material that comes back and get good material, which is one of our top priorities.
One of the really important part about this is that actually the way to got started was from the brand customers who really now want to put post-consumer recycled material back into itself. So the niche was there for us to be able to actually go and get the material from the curbside. That's why we do encourage everybody to put in their laundry detergents, their water bottles back into the curbside. We take that material and then we actually are able to produce it into post-consumer recycled material and then sell it to a customer who then puts it directly back into the bottle for those brand customers. So Tide is one of my favorite ones to talk about. Procter & Gamble is definitely one of our customers and one of the people who have helped promote not only recycling and using recycled content, but also they wanted a woman-owned company because they really want the diversity spend. So that was another way to really that we were able to get started is having brand customers say, we want that diversity spend because it's important and they see who is making the decisions in the marketplace. So being a woman-owned company has definitely brought a lot of opportunity for us.
Brittany, we have done several segments on this program over the 10 years about the harm that plastics can do in the environment, all sorts of different things that I'm sure you're fully aware of, including some damage to the Great Lakes, which has been much in the news lately. Mm-hmm. What do we do in Michigan? Plastics are important to you folks. The more that people recycle, probably the better for your business. What do we do to increase the recycling rate in Michigan?
It's critical, right? So it's a lot of where do people put that bottle when they're done with it? Maybe it's saving it so you can put it in that recycling bin when you get home. I think that's one of the biggest messages for us that it really will help. And, you know, we want to be sustainable. And, I mean, we don't want that product in the lakes or the oceans or anything like that either. But there is a solution for that, and it's actually quite sustainable too. So I think if we can all, you know, keep that at the forefront to recycle as much as possible.
We're seeing a lot of emphasis on sporting events, large events, where they're going to be zero waste now. I mean, I know some of the Detroit athletic teams are very much interested in that sort of a thing. Are we going to see more and more of that type of a thing in the great state of Michigan?
I think that you are already seeing quite a bit of that. Shoepan, which is one of our partners in recycling and collecting material, I mean, they're at Michigan State, and you see them all around. And I know they're at other universities. I know U of M has a recycling program. And so you're going to start seeing more and more people really start putting those recycling bins in there. And we can't encourage people enough to do that because you're right. We want the material. We don't want to see it in the waterways, especially in Michigan. I mean, you know, our beautiful lake properties and stuff like that. We want to see that. We actually were involved in making sure, even from a Flint perspective, we bought the material. You know, we not only did, we have people donating so much water, but that then you had all those bottles. Well, we got into that process with Shupan. I can't encourage enough. They're an excellent company. And they picked up the water bottles, and we use that water bottle to put back into a water bottle. And so you're not going to get away from water bottles. You do need them. Flint's a good example where, unfortunately, we needed those water bottles because of other situation in there. But now let's work together and really start recycling it and putting them back. Because I'm going to tell you, TAB wants your bottles, and we want the bale material.
I'm talking with Brittany Munyo, who is a co-owner of TAB Packaging Solutions based in Plymouth, Michigan, and Julie Kevelich, who is the business development manager. Much in the news, too, now, some incentives from Governor Snyder's office and the DEQ in terms of increasing the recycling rate in Michigan. Either or both of you want to comment on the legislation that is pending in the Michigan Senate regarding increasing the per tonnage fee?
Oh, I think increasing the tonnage fee is a huge advantage, because really what it happens is when you recycle, it is a cost to recycle. And if you are making it cheaper to dump it into a landfill versus more expensive or cheaper than actually processing the material is more expensive, people are going in and that's what they're doing. They're just putting it in the landfills. But if you raise that tippage fees or that fee, now people are going, wait, no, I'm not going to pay that. Now I've got to find another source for it. And it actually is encouraging us to recycle more, because there's a cost. It costs that in anything you do, right? So to recycle material, there's a cost in there, because you have to sort it. You have to make sure it's clean. You have to, put the new machines in there that actually do sort the material. But if you're going to sit there and say, well, you can dump that for pennies, and now what are people going to do? They're going to say, well, I can't afford to recycle it. I can only afford to dump it. So if we really want to improve it, we need to increase those tippage fees, and that would be a huge advantage for all of us in the state of Michigan to clean up our area and also encourage more recycling.
Last question, and this is for you, Brittany. You and your siblings, where do you see the company 5 years from now?
We're looking forward for the growth of recycling and to work with the industry and consumers to really build that awareness. So I think that's really our focus for the next 5 years, is really to grow with the recycling industry and try to improve it wherever we can.
Well, best of luck to TAB Packaging Solutions, based in Plymouth, Michigan. I've been talking with Julie Kevelich and Brittany Munyo. Brittany's a co-owner, and Julie is the business development manager. Thanks so much for being on MSU Today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.